The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. And my entire purpose tonight is to, especially my young guys, is to make all of you understand that what you allow to enter your thoughts, don't underestimate the power that has on you. If we can somehow filter our thoughts, fix our triggers, we can really fix and define who we are. Because this chain tells us, it's funny how a thought becomes an action real quick. Now imagine now you're surrounded by the wrong influence. And every time you're with them, and as you get younger and a little bit older in your late teens, early 20s, sometimes you spend a lot of time with your circle of influence, right? Your friends, your boys, right? Your BFFs, you're always around them. And they always talk about the same thing. And those words become thoughts. To the point where you'll leave the gathering, but the thoughts will come with you. And those thoughts become action after a while. So imagine now being surrounded by people who are constantly now doubting God, questioning God, talking about the fact that this whole idea of religion is nothing but a sham, doesn't make sense, 2021, it doesn't fit here. After a while, you could come from the most righteous childhood and righteous family, it's going to have an impact on you. When you're watching the television and today's media, and these little small messages, subconscious messages now, right, poking at you, drilling a hole inside of your mind, planting the seed. After a while, you begin to actually become inclined towards it. That's why you look. If you look at Imam Sajjad, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He's a very beautiful dua. One portion of dua number 55, I believe, of Sahih Sajjadiyah. 45, I'm sorry. Calls out to Allah, O Allah, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. He said, bless for me, give me, Inda Ahsanu Bi Dhanni Bik. Give me the best of dhan, the best of thoughts when it comes to you. It's a very interesting dua. Very, it doesn't say, oh, give me tawfiq to pray, nothing physical. No, first fix the way I think about you. Make it ahsan, make it beautiful. Let me think about you in the most beautiful way. Because another hadith al-Qudsi that really rocks me every single time, Allah Himself says, I become for the servant the way he or she thinks about me. I become nothing but a product of their thoughts. So if all your life, all you've heard about is Allah will squeeze you in the grave, Allah will lash you, Allah will hang you, Allah will punish you, that's all you have in your head, that's how you see God. That's the lens that you see God. So anything that comes from God will have that lens. He says, I am the way you think about me. If you see me as a glorious, beneficent, merciful God, you'll see that mercy everywhere. Even in the most difficult situations, a tragedy, a difficulty, a sakhti, a mushkilat, a hardship, you'll say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Nabi Ayyub is in front of us. So is Bibi Zainab in front of us. So many. But Imam Sajjad is saying, fix the thought of you inside of me. Give me the dhan, give me the thought, the conjecture that's ahsan, that's beautiful inside of me. I want to make sure I think of you properly, God. And I always say this, I wish sometimes we would adopt the Christian church way. The way that they introduce God to their young ones at a very young age is a God of love, a God of love, a God of love. Oh, when you're Christian, everyone loves you. Your neighbor loves you, you love thy neighbor. Jesus loves you, God loves you. And to a certain degree, it's great. Because sometimes, you know, in our culture sometimes, God is a God of fear inside of our homes. And I make this point wherever I go. to my young couples out there, young parents out there who have young kids, you have this clean slate. And you are that connector to God for them. They will understand God the way you present it to them. And God has deserved the right to be presented as a loving, compassionate, merciful God. Sometimes I wonder what we think as parents. That, oh, you know, from when the child is very young, if you don't do this, God will do this to you. If you want God to love you, do this. If you don't want punishment, do this. So God becomes that. The bad cop inside the home. That works for a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old. But when that kid grows up to be 15, 16, 19, 20, 21, and you're begging him to pray salats, worship God, serve God, move his mission forward, all he remembers God to be is that bad cop inside the home. Eventually now, they'll rebel. Why should I? You want me to serve this God who wants to squeeze me in my grave? We have to plant that seed that Imam Sajjad talks about, that dhan, that conjecture inside of the minds of our youth, inside of our minds in ourselves, such that that fikr now results in a beautiful a'mal and a beautiful dhat. Now, how do we do that? That's my question to all of you. Like I said, the level before the start of the 6-link chain, thought, inclination, action, behavior, disposition, essence. Don't forget these 6. Fikr, mi'il, fi'il, khulq, malika, dhat. Before that, however, is a long list of the triggers of our thought, as I said. 6-link chain, don't forget that. I'm not saying it always goes through 6 links. No, it's possible to get to the fi'il stage and then reverse it. Yes. It's a whole discussion. How to reverse the chain, how to stop it. All those things are a different discussion. I'm talking about the power of thoughts. We can think ourselves out of anything and think ourselves into everything. We really can. If we're convinced of one thing at the mental stage, it can really kind of affect our actions. If we think we're a failure, then we look around and we try to find things that will prove to us that I am a failure. It's in my head. If something happens where I succeed, I think, oh, that was a one and done accident. Really, I'm a failure. Just happens to be that maybe by accident I did this very well. But no, really, you know, I'm a failure. Because in my head now, I have convinced myself I'm a failure. Now, getting out of bed, motivating myself, it all has a physical impact. So when you look at the discussion on the thought inside of worship of Imam Khomeini's Adabu Salat, he refers to the thought as a bird. You ever try to catch a bird on a branch? You see a bird in your backyard on a branch, you want to go and you want to just kind of capture it, or you just want to hold it in your hand. The moment you approach that bird, it's gone. From branch to branch to branch to branch to branch. Trying to capture the bird is very difficult. So they say what? How do you do it? You don't let the bird go to begin with. Imam Khomeini says, this frantic, chaotic state of the bird is just like our thoughts. You ever try to measure back, how did I end up at this thought? I was thinking about something else, I ended up over here. Trace it back, and it goes from here to here to here, branch to branch to branch, and all the thoughts we have in Salat, I tell you. They never appear after Salat, never appear before Salat. The moment Allahu Akbar happens, boom, attack of random thoughts. Imam Khomeini says, grab the bird before Salat. That's why things like wudu are important, adhan, aqama are important. These are all things where now you're training yourself that you're about to enter the mahdhar of Allah, the presence of God. You grab the bird, you know what you're doing, you face the qibla, you take a moment, Allahu Akbar, and you hold on to the bird for as long as you can. Because once it goes, during alhamd, during qul, at ruku, you're trying to get that bird now during salat, and before you know it, your tashahud is done, your salam is done, your salat is done. And like me in the driveway, you have no idea what happened. Power of thoughts. Don't underestimate it. Surround yourself with the right people, your thoughts will begin to purify. That's why hadith says, be around those who remind you of God. Be around those who remind you of God. I'm not saying to sit around in a circle and read tasbih all night. That's not what the hadith means. It means that they purify your thoughts towards good. You want to now serve Allah. فَمَنْ قَسَدَنِي. You want to start that chain. Because when you surround yourself with the right people, They end up being there at the time that you need them to be there.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.